奉主耶稣圣名继续来查考圣经。
Christ, we'll continue to study the Bible.
我们今天下午要用照着神所指示的样式建圣所做题目来查考，要建立怎么如何建立我们的信心。
And we would like to share with you the topic, make the temple according to what God has shown as a mutual encouragement.
然后来奉献我们的心力我们的财物来建设神的教会。
And to offer our strength and our wealth to build up the church of God.
我们今天早上提到神他要百姓奉献礼物去建圣所，目的就是要让神可以与他们同住。
And this morning we talked about that God wanted the people to offer to build the holy temple so that God has a place to stay with them.
我们现在在看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus 25.
从这一章开始，在就是提到神对摩西的指示是在西乃山上有关于建造会幕这些蓝图。
And from here, from this chapter, it talks about God telling Moses the blueprint of the tabernacle.
那目的就是要成为神与人居住的地方，就是神可以住在他们中间。
And the purpose is that so that this can be the place where God dwells and God could be with the people.
所以在旷野时代，神与百姓同在的所在就是这个会幕。
And so in the time of the wilderness, God dwelt with the people in this tabernacle.
等到到了他们进入迦南地之后，他们进入了应许的地方，那个时候就出现圣殿。
And when they enter into the land of Canaan, when they enter into the promised land, then they built the holy temple.
所以到大卫王所罗门那个时代，他们就会建立圣殿。
And so in the time of David and Solomon, they built the temple.
那圣殿就成为神与人相会的地方。
And the temple became the meeting place between man and God.
但是永生的神他不会住在人手所造的殿宇里。
But the eternal God will not live in the temple built by men.
其实神如果临在一个地方，那个地方叫做圣地。
And when God comes down onto a place, and that place is the holy place.
所以当神跟摩西显现的时候，神要摩西脱鞋子，因为他所临在的地方叫做圣地。
And so when God appears to Moses, he wanted Moses to take off his sandals because that place where he was at was holy.
所以有神同在的地方，这个地方就是圣的。
And so wherever God is, this place is holy.
那这个帐幕是神要亲自临在的地点，所以这个地方叫圣所。
And the sanctuary is where God will be, so this is the tabernacle.
后来在迦南地真的盖了那个殿宇，就是圣殿这是一个高大堂皇的一个屋子，那地方这个地方叫做圣殿。
And in the promised land, they build a majestic structure, and this place is called the temple.
但是这些殿宇其实都是一个象征物而已。
But the structures are all just symbolic.
并不是一个神与人同在，并不需要这个物质的一个建筑物。
And God doesn't need these physical structures to be with man.
所以到了新约时代，当主耶稣基督来到人间的时候
，So in the New Testament time when the Lord Jesus came into the world，
就是救恩来到，耶稣基督与人同住，这个就是救恩实际的应验。
And the salvation came upon man, and the Lord Jesus dwelt with them.
那主耶稣来到人间传福音之后，他完成工作就升天去了。
And when the Lord Jesus came to the world, when he completed his ministry, he ascended to heaven.
接下去他赐下圣灵建立教会。
And then he sent down the Holy Spirit and established the church.
所以教会就成为神与人同在，在我们今年这个时代可以体会到的神的这个应许。
And so the church became a place where God dwells with man and where we can experience his promise.
所以教会在这个救恩时代里面就是神与人同住的所在。
And so the church in the time of salvation is where God dwells with man.
也是启示录二十一章所说的神的帐幕在人间。
And this is also what is referred to in Revelation 21, that this is the tabernacle of God.
神要与人同住。
And this is where God will dwell with
man. 他要成为我们的神，我们要成为他的子民。
And he will be our God, and we will be his people.
那当这个救恩结束以后，就是当主耶稣基督再临的时候，这个天国最终要实现。
And when the salvation is completed and the Lord Jesus appears again, then the heavenly kingdom will appear.
那时候这些物质的东西就被消灭了。
And then these physical things will be destroyed.
我们人要改变成为灵体。
And we will be transformed into a spiritual being.
那要得救的被主耶稣接受到天国去。
And those who are saved will be taken into heaven.
就永远与他同住。
And will dwell with them forever.
那是一个灵界的属灵的天国了。
And this is the spiritual world. This is the heavenly kingdom.
所以最后我们人一定是与神同住。
And so in the end, we'll dwell with God.
能够跟神同住就是得救的人。
And those who are able to dwell with God are those who are saved.
那不能不得救的，没有得救的，就是在地狱里面，就是跟神永远的隔离。
And those who are not saved will be in hell, and they will be apart from God forever.
所以神要与人同住，他要住在我们中间，这就是我们从圣经看到的这个会幕神与人同在这个进展的过程。
And so this is the procession of how God will dwell with man.
在出埃及记，我们所看到的是神第一次跟他所选的百姓说，要建立一个圣所，他要住在他们当中。
And in Exodus 25, this is the first time God told the people to build a sanctuary that he will dwell with them.
那所以我们现在看第25章第一节。
Let's turn to Exodus 25, verse 1.
请读第一节到第七节。
From verse 1 to verse 7. In verse 1, the Lord said to Moses, verse 2, tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from each man whose heart prompts him to give. Verse 3, these are the offerings you are to receive from them, gold, silver, and bronze. Verse 4, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, goat hair. Verse 5, ram skins dyed red and hides of sea cows, acacia wood. Verse 6, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for fragrant incense. Verse 7, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece.
这里这一段是神吩咐摩西要告诉以色列人为神送礼物，就是送神的礼物来了。
And here God tells Moses that the people are to offer to God.
这是神指定他所要收的东西。
And these are the things that God has instructed him to receive.
那这些基本上其实就是要建圣所的材料。
And these are basically the materials to build the sanctuary.
那要奉献这些材料的都是要心里甘心乐意的人。
And the people are to offer these according to their heart's prompting.
好，然后目的就是第八节说要为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
And the purpose is in verse 8 that they may make a sanctuary for me, I will dwell among them.
好，然后这圣所里面第九节说，制造帐幕和其中一切的器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
In verse 9, make this tabernacle and all its furnishing exactly like the pattern I will show you.
所以在这里为了要建圣所，神在第二节特别很直接了当的说，以色列人当为我送礼物来。
And in order to build the sanctuary, God said very clearly, the Israelites will bring me an offering.
建造会幕需要各种材料。
And to build a sanctuary, he will need many different materials.
这些材料都是要由他的选民来献给神。
And these offerings will be these materials will be offering from the people.
所以你看，神现在要让他的选民能够在他所要建设的这个地点、这个帐幕里面都能够有份，所以要他们拿礼物来。
And God wanted the people to have part in building the sanctuary, so He wanted them to bring an offering.
所以其实神要神他是万物的主宰，他根本不需要人送给他什么东西的。
And God is the ruler of the universe. He doesn't need man to offer him anything.
当神说要人送礼物来的时候
，But when God says that he will receive an offering from people，
其实是神给人的恩典。
This is actually a grace from God.
就是说，人有机会参与神的工作。
And that is that men have the opportunity to participate in God's work.
神要让人来分享他的荣耀。
And God wanted man to share in his glory.
所以当神向摩西显现 在提到要造圣所的这个时候，就特别吩咐人事实上是蒙神的恩典才有机会看到这个圣所，也能够参与其中。
And so when God appeared to Moses, he emphasized that man is blessed to be able to see the sanctuary and to participate.
那神会把这个里面要做的这个器具啊，都一一的告诉摩西要怎么做，用什么东西做。
And God will tell Moses how to build each and everything and how to do it.
那所以我们就接下去就一直看呢、啊，他就每一从二十六章一直到三十一章，他就在说明这个圣所里面的每一个用具、每一个项目应该怎么做成。
And so from chapter 26 to 31, it talks about each and everything in the tabernacle and how to make it.
这就是要建立祭司的国度里面的准备工作。
And this is in preparation to build a nation of priests.
那这个器具里面包括要做祭司的圣衣。
And all of these things are including building the priestly garments.
反正所有的在圣所里面的东西都是用这些材料做出来的啦。
And everything in the tabernacle will be built according to these materials.
所有的材料都是由百姓来奉献。
And all of these materials are offered by the people.
那所以当神这样子告诉摩西要为我送礼物来的时候，
And so when God said to Moses that the people will make an offering in this way.
这个时候其实百姓他们在二十五章这里是神跟摩西说的。
And in chapter 25, here's when the Lord spoke to Moses.
那到了第三十五章的时候，
And in chapter 35,
那这个就是摩西跟百姓说神当初在山上讲过的话了。
And this is when Moses spoke to the people according to what God has said.
我们现在看三十五章。
Let's read verse chapter 35.
三十五章的第四节。
Chapter 35, verse 4.
第四节。
In verse 4, Moses said to the whole Israelite community, This is what the Lord has commanded.
第五节。
Verse 5, From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze.
好，那从第五节这个地到第九节，这一样跟二十五章的重复，它就是讲哪些礼物是神需要的。
And from verse 6 to verse 9, it repeats what is in chapter 25 are the things that God needs.
好，那因为在第二十五章的第八节，那个神已经跟摩西说要造圣所，要造他所指示的样式，所以神基本上就好像把那个图给摩西看，说这个就是我所要做的东西啊。那我你都看过了，所以以后要造的时候要做的时候要造这样的样式做出来。
And God has already shown Moses in chapter 25 how to make this tabernacle, and he will do accordingly.
那所以百姓他们现在听见了神的要求以后，
And now the people heard the request of God.
他们可以选择愿意送礼物来，或是不要。所以他们有自由意志可以去决定要不要听神的这个要求。
And they have the free will whether or not to offer.
所以他们愿不愿意拿礼物来就要看他们对神认不认识。
And whether or not they're willing to offer is according to how their understanding of God.
其实我们人自从亚当犯罪之后，我们人在神面前就是有阻隔的，就是看不到神的。
And ever since Adam has sinned, there is an obstacle between us and God.
所以其实人常常是不认识神。
And so oftentimes man does not know God.
不但人不认识神，其实人也不能够认识自己。
And man not only not know God, they may not know themselves.
所以常常我们人很愚昧，就是会否认那造我们的神。
And so sometimes we're very ignorant and will deny the one who created us.
但是当一个人他蒙神的启示，神向他显现以后，
But after God has revealed himself to a certain person,
他就看到神的荣耀，
then he will see the glory of God,
看到人的不足，
and he will see the insufficiencies of man.
所以我们看到那个神像在旧约时代像亚伯拉罕显现，
and so we see that in the Old Testament times when God appears to Abraham,
神以他荣耀的形象来让亚伯拉罕看见了，
and God allowed Abraham to see his glorious form.
然后神就呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的父家本族，要到神所指定的地方去。
And God called Abraham to leave his hometown and to go into a foreign land.
有这个很重要的显现，所以亚伯拉罕就放弃一切，跟着神的这个呼召，到了迦南地去。
And because of this very important appearance, Abraham forsook everything and went to Canaan.
他还知道说，这位神 向他 所显现的是对亚伯兰来说他是一个恩典，他蒙神的恩，他才看到这个荣耀，他才有机会跟着神 的声音来到这个新地点。
And so to Abraham he has received a blessing that he is able to see God and hear his voice and follow him to a new place.
我们所以看到亚伯兰他从来没有跟神抱怨过。
We see that Abraham has never complained to God.
因为这个荣耀的神向他的显现对他来说是一个很重大的经历。
And because this glorious appearance of God to Abraham is a very important experience.
这是他用自己的力量去找不到的。
This is something that he cannot find with his own abilities.
真的，今天我们人如果不是神跟我们显现，我们人是找不到神的。
And so today if God does not appear to us, we can't find him.
那你看当人神向人显现的时候，人也会看到自己的污秽，自己的不足。
And when God appears to man, we will see our own inadequacy.
所以你看当神向摩西显现的时候，
So when God appears to Moses,
摩西就觉得说他是谁，他怎么有办法去执行神向他做的工作。
And Moses thought to himself, who is he that he can accomplish the work of God?
所以你看神向人显现的时候，我们人才有机会看到自己的不足，然后才会看到哇这个荣耀的神，全能的神，那我们人在神面前是何等渺小啊！
And so when God appears to man, the man can see our own iniquities and see how minute we are in front of him.
所以其实神今天神他向百姓说要他们送礼物来。
And so when God says to people for them to make an offering.
首先神他是荣耀的神，他是配得百姓把礼物送给他的人。
And first of all, this glorious God is worthy for the people to offer to him.
那如果人认识神，那他就很乐意的把神要的东西送来了。
If man knows God, then he will very willingly give to God.
他愿意听神的人表示说他承认神，他也觉得神是配得人所送的这些礼物。
And those who know God recognize him and know that he is worthy of these gifts.
其实神他可以什么事情都由他自己 来提供啊，他不需要人的供给啊。
And God can provide everything for himself. He does not need us to offer him.
所以其实神要人送礼物，就是要试验人愿不愿意承认他。
And so God want people to offer to him to test him whether or not they recognize him.
是不是人愿意真的听这位神的话？
And whether or not a man is really willing to listen to him.
那有时候我们人会承认神，对神你是伟大的，你是我的主。
And sometimes we recognize that God is great and he is our Lord.
但是在神提到说要送礼物来的时候，他特别附加一个条件。
But when God wanted the people to offer, he had a requirement.
第25章的第二节特别提到说，凡甘心乐意的可以把礼物送来。
And in chapter 25, verse 2, it says, those whose hearts prompt them can give.
也就是说，当一个人他会承认神，他也觉得神是配得他的这些东西，他要很甘心乐意的把这个东西拿出来，这是一个动作，表达他真正的相信。
When a person recognizes God and feels that he is worthy of gifts, he must be willing to give.
哦，所以你看，因为我们一个人把东西拿出去给另外一个对象的时候，好像我们的东西变少了。
If we give something to another person, then we will have less.
我们常常人都是自私的，人都是想要拥有很多。
And we are often selfish and we want more.
我们有时候会觉得说我给了就是我的损失啊。
And sometimes we will say that if I give, then I will have a loss.
其实人自私的本性，这个是从罪来的。
And our selfish nature comes from sin.
那这个时候你看神特别说你要送礼物来的时候，你一定要是要甘心乐意的。
And here God says when you are offering you must be willing.
神 他所要的其实就是人要有一个愿意的心。
And God wants to see a willing heart.
然后加上一个愿意给的行动。
And also to have the action to give.
那这样的东西神就把它收下来，你就可以把它收下来归我。
Then if it was given this way, then you may receive the offering.
那个这个时候，你看神在山上跟摩西这样子特别强调，要甘心乐意的礼物可以送来，我就要说。
And here in the mountain, God emphasized to Moses that these offerings must be out of a willing heart.
35章，我们看35章哈。
Let's turn to chapter 35.
好，那这个材料，摩西向百姓讲了一次。
And Moses told the people the materials are needed.
好，接下来第35章的第10节。
And in chapter 35, verse 10.
请读第10节。
verse 10, all who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded.
好，第十一节。
In verse 11, the tabernacle with its tent and its coverings, clasp of frames, crossbars, posts, and bases.
你看从第十节开始呢，他这里说，你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做神一切所吩咐的。啊，这个就是圣所里面应该要有的物件。
And here it says, those who are skilled must make everything according to the Lord has commanded.
多要心里有智慧，多要来做神要做的东西了。
And every one of you who are skilled must make everything that the Lord has commanded.
好，从第十一节就列出了在圣所里面有哪一些物件。
And from verse 11, talks about all the things that are in the tabernacle.
那这当中有约柜。
And there's the ark.
有灯台。
There's the lampstand.
有祭坛，有香坛。
And there's the altar and the altar of
incense. 有桌子。
And there's the tables.
有洗濯盆。
And then the washstands.
哦，还有祭司的圣衣。礼服
the garments of the priest,
还有在这个献祭的过程当中所需要的各种器具
and all the, the things are vessels are needed in, our, in sacrifice
所以从十一节基本上到第十九节就把这些神要圣所里面要有的东西都讲得很清楚了
so from verse 11 to 19 talks about all the things that are required in the tabernacle
讲完之后三十五章的第二十节
and in chapter 35, verse 20,
以色列全会众就从摩西面前退去了
and the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence
所以这个时候你看以色列百姓选民他们当时候所接受的信息就是说神要他的百姓参与建造圣所这个工作
and the message that the Israelites receive is that God wants the people to participate in building a tabernacle
那凡是甘心乐意的可以把礼物送来
and those who are willing can offer their gifts
这些礼物就是要来建造圣所的材料
and these gifts are the materials needed for the tabernacle
那要这个圣所要用人的手把它支搭起来
and this tabernacle must be built with the hands of man
那这里面的所有的用具都要用人手去做出来
and all these vessels will need to be made by man
好凡心里面有智慧的都要来做神要做这些东西
and those who are skilled must come and make these things for God
好所以百姓知道神需要什么东西
and so the people knew what God needed
所以他们回去的时候可以想想他家里有什么东西可以提供给神的圣所用的
and so when they return home they could see what they have that God needs
他们也知道这圣所里面应该要有什么东西要怎么做
And they knew, they know what is required in the tabernacle and how to make it.
就是这个东西要有这个东西，这个东西要有人去做出来嘛。
And in order to have something, somebody must make it.
所以如果有技能的人，他们愿意来的，就是要来做这个神要的东西的。
And those who are skilled will come and make these things for God.
那这个里面的每一个一项物品都有神指定的样式。
And everything within the tabernacle has exact instruction from God on how to make it.
他们现在回去，圣经说以色列会众就从摩西面前退出了。
And here it says the Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence.
那这个退出这个动作，其实就是给个人有一个思考的空间。
And this action of withdrawing from Moses is to give people room to think.
因为摩西把话讲完了。
Because after Moses has said everything,
他讲的话就是神要他讲的而已啊。
And what he has said is what God asked, told him to say.
当送礼物来。
That you must offer a gift.
神要的礼材料是什么？
And the materials that God needs.
神要做的东西是哪一些？
And what God needs to make.
如果你有的，你可以甘心乐意的送来。
And if you have it, you can offer it willingly.
如果你知道怎么做这个物品的。心里被感动了，你就可以来到神面前来参与这个工作。
And if you know how to make a certain thing and you're moved by the Lord, then you could come and make these things.
好，那所以众人就回去就自己想想看，你到底愿意做什么。
And so people will return and think about what they can do.
我想三十五章的第二十节这一句话其实是很关键的。
And in chapter 35, verse 20, this is a very key verse.
因为现在神的心意已经表明出来了。
And now the will of the Lord has been expressed.
现在选择权在人自己手上。
Now the choice is in the hands of man.
你可以去想想看，我要不要把这个神要的材料送来
？You could think about whether or not you want to bring these materials.
我要不要拨出我的时间来为神的圣所做这些东西
or whether or not you will offer the time to do these things for God's temple.
完全都是自己先要甘心乐意的。
And these are things that they need to be willing to do.
这个其实就是要让每一个人心里面能够被神的爱感动，被神的灵充满，能够愿意、乐意、甘心乐意地做出所有的事情。
And this is so that people can be filled with the love of the Lord and to be willing to do things for Him.
而不是因为被环境、被其他的周围的人所左右，所以不得不跟着别人一起做的。
And it's not that we're forced by others to do these things.
你看，今天我们有时候我们的奉献、我们参与教会的工作，有时候是因为被这个环境、被其他周遭的同侪啊，或者是我们的朋友、亲戚。就被这样子被带动，所以我们就一起参与的。
And sometimes we do the work for the Lord because we're pressured by those around us to do them.
有时候人很容易在这个情绪激动的时候，会做出一些平常你在很冷静的情况下不会做的决定。
And sometimes we'll be driven by our emotions to do things that we may not normally do.
哦，所以如果那个在募款的人呢，他们一定要懂得鼓动情绪，当众人很 high 很 excited， 然后这个时候就开始要你做什么，要做什么。通常我们都会决定说要我要奉献，我要做什么。
And those who are running the fundraiser, they need to know how to excite people's emotions, so that they will offer their wealth.
我们如果参加过那个所谓的募款餐会，我们就会知道那个气氛很重要的。
And if you have ever attended a fundraiser, you know that the mood is very important.
啊，那个真的会懂得。运用这种情绪的人，他绝对不会放弃这个机会。一定要大家这个时候，你就要做什么决定，你要 make 什么 commitment， 然后你要奉献多少钱。很多时候这种情况下，人就把他的财务拿出来了。
And many people take advantage of the emotional state of people at the time and to pressure people to commit.
但是在神的工作里面，摩西没有这样做。
But in the work of the Lord, Moses did not do this.
他话讲完之后，叫百姓都回去。
And after he said these things, he asked the people to return home.
你自己想想看。
And for them to think themselves.
好，凡是心里被神感动的，灵里面很真的乐意的人，他们接下去就会主动的把礼物送来。
And those who have been moved by the Lord, they will, the next action will be to bring the gifts to the Lord.
所以我们看35章第21节。
So let's read verse 21 of chapter 35. Verse 21. And everyone who was willing and whose heart moved came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work of on the tent of meeting, for all his service and for all the sacred garments.
32节。
Verse 22. All who were willing, men and women alike, came and brought gold, jewelry, and all kinds of brooches, earrings, rings, and ornaments. They're all presented their gold as a wave offering to the Lord.
你看这里，他就有强调说，那个心里面受感动的，甘心乐意的，就是灵里面很乐意的人呢，他们都把神要的礼物拿来了。
And so here it says, those who are willing and hearts are moved, brought the offering to the Lord.
那这些礼物就是要用以做会幕跟其中一切的使用的。
And these materials are the things needed to build the tabernacle and everything within it.
用以做圣衣的。
And used to make the garments.
第22节特别强调说，心里乐意奉献礼物的呢，连男带女呢，不管男女啊，都把他们带来了，把这些礼物带来了。
And those who are willing, men and women, came and brought the gifts.
第23节说，凡是有这些蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，或者是细麻、山羊毛的人，都把的东西拿来。
Verse 23, everyone who had blue, purple, scarlet yarns of fine linen or goat hair, they brought all these to them.
第24节说，凡是献银子铜给神为礼物的，都拿来了。
In verse 24, those who presented an offering of silver or bronze brought as an offering to the Lord.
那接下去说，凡有皂荚木可以做什么使用的，也拿来了。
And everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the work brought it.
你注意看，在圣经在谈的时候，他都特别提到说。凡是怎么样的人，他们就把这个礼物送来。
And here, the Bible says, those who had these or those who had that will bring it to.
那表示有的人，他们可能有这些金银铜，或者是像各种耳环、各种首饰，是可以变成建会幕的材料的。
And here, those who had the silver or gold rings or earring or ornaments, they are able to be used for the tabernacle.
有人是有这些线、这些羊毛、这些皮革。
And some have the yarns or the linens or the ram skins.
有人是有这些皂荚木，就是这个特别圣殿圣所要用的这些木头啊，这种特殊的木头，他们把它拿来的。
And some had the acacia wood that's needed to build the tabernacle.
好，那第二十五节说，凡是心中有智慧的妇女，她可以亲手纺线的，就把这些蓝色、紫色、朱红色的跟细麻，他们都拿来了。
In verse 25, every skilled woman spun with their hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn or fine linen.
那个有的妇女是亲手先做，就是为了要准备这个圣所用的材料，他们亲手纺线。
And some of these women, they spun these yarns in order to give to the tabernacle.
特别去准备圣殿所需要的，这个圣所所需要的材料。
And they especially prepare these materials for the tabernacle.
好，第二十六节。
In verse 26.
他说，凡是有智慧、心里受感的妇女，都纺山羊毛了。
And all the women who were willing and had skill spun the goat hair.
好，他们现在心里受感动的，他们就开始参与这个，他们去剪羊毛，然后开始要纺这个羊毛的线，为了要成为建圣所的材料。
And now these were moved by the Lord in their heart, and so they started to spun these goat hairs.
二十七节是说，众官长把这些红玛瑙、这些宝石都把它带来。
In verse 27, the leaders brought the onyx stones and other gems.
又第二十八节说，这个官长又拿香料，可以做香的，拿橄榄油可以点灯的。还可以做膏油的这些材料。
In verse 28, the leaders also brought spices and olive oil for the light and anointed oil for the fragrance incense.
我们就看到这里是很多不同的人、不同等级的、不同阶层的人，他们通通参与这个带礼物来到圣所这个工作了。
And we could see that people from all rungs of society brought their gifts to the Lord.
第二十九节特别说哈。无论男女，凡甘心乐意献礼物给神的，都将礼物拿来。
In verse 29, all the Israelites, men and women who are willing, brought the Lord the free will offering.
要做神借摩西所吩咐的一切工。
And for all the work the Lord through Moses has commanded them to do.
我们在这里就看到了，在这一次神要建圣所的吩咐当中呢，全体百姓几乎总动员的。凡是有圣殿圣所需要用的材料，每一个人都参与，都把礼物送来。
And we can see that in this command to build the tabernacle, almost all the Israelites brought everything that is needed.
这当中共同的特色都是他们是甘心乐意的。
And the commonality within all of this is that they were all willing.
他们都是心里面受感动的。
And they were moved in their hearts.
通通都拿来了。
And they brought everything.
那这次的奉献其实是。空前绝后，就是非常特别的一次。
And this offering has never been seen before and will not be seen after.
从送礼物来这件事情，我们看到的是众人在第三十六节特别说，每天早晨都有人把礼物甘心献的礼物都带来了。
And in verse 36, it says that every morning someone will bring the gifts that are needed.
所以自从摩西宣告的时候，很多人就络绎不绝地把礼物送来。
And so after Moses' announcement, people started to bring their gifts.
他们带的礼物多到太多了。
And their gifts were very numerous.
所以请读第四节到第七节。三十六章。
And let's read chapter 36, verse 4 to 7. And verse 4. So all the skilled craftsmen who were doing all the work on the sanctuary left their work.Verse 5, and said to Moses, the people are bringing more than enough for doing the work and the Lord commanded to be done. Verse 6, then Moses gave an order, and they sent the word throughout the camp, no man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more.
我们就看到这里百姓他们送的礼物已经多到做不完，就是说其实圣所所需要的这些材料，他们要做的物件基本上并不是很巨大的，并不需要很多很多材料。
And so we can see that the materials that's needed for the tabernacle is actually not much.
但是百姓他们并不会考虑到说，已经有这么多人奉献了，所以我不需要了。
And the people did not consider that there is already numerous offerings, so that they will not offer any
more. 每个人都觉得说，我需要在这个建造圣所的这个工作上有份。
Everyone thought that they need to have a part in building a tabernacle.
所以每天早晨，你看这个百姓就把礼物送来。
So every morning, the people will bring their gifts.
那让那些做工的人，他们就要停下他们的工作来，特别跟摩西说，已经太多了。
And the skilled craftsmen need to stop their work and to tell Moses that there is too many things.
所以摩西第六节才会下命令说，无论男女不需要再为圣所拿什么礼物来了，这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来。
And so verse 6, Moses commanded people to no longer bring any more gifts.
那所以当时候你看百姓每一个人他们都想要在这个建造圣所的事情上有份。
And so we could see that every man and woman wanted to have a part in building a tabernacle.
所以这次的奉献真的是非常特别。
And so this offering event was actually very special.
因为他们众人都有一个共同的目标。
Because everyone had a common goal.
这个圣所是要让神与他们同住的所在。
And this tabernacle is where God would dwell with them.
那现在神已经跟他们已经规定好哪些材料是神要的。
And God has already requested the materials that He needs.
所以现在每一个人，他们送礼物都是按照神的要求送来。
And so everyone offer according to the request of God.
他们是按照神的计划。
They offer according to the plan of God.
所以他们现在所送的礼物，一定是在摩西所讲的那个清单里面的。
So every gift that they bring is in the list that Moses has given.
比如说。在这个金属方面，就是金银铜三种。
In terms of the metals they need, they brought the gold, silver, and bronze.
绝对不会有人说把那个铁拿过来的。
No one will bring iron.
或者是其他的，在这个三种材料之外的其他的东西。
Or anything else aside from these three metals.
每一个人所带的一定是神所讲的这些东西而已。
And everyone brought things according to what God has commanded.
所以这个时候，每一个人其实都是顺服神的旨意。
And so here, everyone obeyed the command of God.
有时候我们人哦，常常会，有时候人会很自以为聪明的说，这东西也可以做什么、啊、
？And sometimes we will rely on wisdom and say we can also use this for a certain thing.
我们人喜欢有自己的主意、自己的看法。
And we have our own will and our own viewpoints.
我们有时候会定自己的计划、我们自己的那个进度。
And sometimes we'll make our own plans.
但是在这个建造神的圣所这件事情来看，人都。不能够有这些自己的喜好。
But in building the tabernacle, a man cannot have their own plans.
每一件东西都要按照神的指示，神的要求。
And everything must be according to the will of God.
因为如果人不按照神的旨意，这个圣所都建不起来。
Because if a man does not obey the will of God, this tabernacle cannot be built.
所以神他要人单纯的接受他的指示。
So God wanted man to simply accept His request.
所以人的甘心乐意要显现在我们人愿意听神的指示。
And so our willingness must be manifested in our willingness to obey His commands.
我们人有时候对神热心，这是很好的。
And sometimes it's good for us to be fervent towards God.
但是人的热心如果不是按照神的指示，有时候这个热心他所带出来的却是圣工的阻碍。
And but if our fervency is not within the will of God, then our work may be an obstacle.
有时候我们人会凭着热心说，我要把这个东西献给神，为什么神不要？
And sometimes because our fervency will offer something to God, but God does not want it.
但是神他已经先把话讲在前面了。
But here God has already been clear.
他所要就是这些东西。
These are the things that He needs.
所以要献礼物的一定要按照神的指示啊。
And so those who are offering must offer according to the request of God.
哦，所以有时候我们不能够跟神说我要给你，为什么不要
？And so we cannot say to God, "I'm willing to give. Why will you not accept?"
比如说，在建造圣所的时候
，And for example, in building the sanctuary,
不管是约柜还是桌子还是香坛
，And whether it's the ark, the altar or the incense table,
或者是那个后面的那个祭坛啊，后来的祭坛啊
，or the altar。
都是用皂荚木做的。
These are all made with acacia wood.
那这个皂荚木其实在当时候并不是什么很高级的材料啊。
And acacia wood at that time is not a very luxurious material.
百姓的家里也许他们也有那个更好的材料也不一定。
And perhaps they have better materials in their house.
但是百姓就不能够说，为什么神只要皂荚木，我要把这个檀香木给他。
And they cannot say that why does God only want this acacia wood? I can give him better materials.
你看有些木头很香的，像那个块木，红块木啊。
And because some of the wood are maybe more fragrant.
真的，我们有一个教会啊，他在台湾有个教会啊，他那个会堂的内部材料都是用那些特殊的木头做的。
And there's a church that was built with these special fragrant wood.
那这个一进去，那个会堂好香。
And when you enter the chapel, you can smell the very very good fragrance.
因为那个木头会散发出那个味道。
Because the wood will give off the fragrance.
所以一进去就觉得很不一样。
So once you enter, you feel that is very different.
那是我们人可以用我们自己的想法去建造了。
But a man can build according to their own plans.
但是你看神他在特别讲材料的时候，他讲到这个皂荚木。
But when God was talking about materials, He talked about the acacia wood.
百姓他们家里面如果皂荚木，他们愿意奉献出来，他们就把它拿来。
If the people have acacia wood in their house and they're willing to offer, they can give it to God.
他没有皂荚木，不能够说那我拿其他的木头来代替。
If it doesn't have acacia wood, he cannot say I will give some other wood for God.
哦，就是因为神已经认为这个是这个，他要用这个木头来做这个器具，有他的用意。
And because God has His purpose in using a certain material for a certain vessel.
我们不能够超越神的这个规矩，说为什么我给你这个东西你不要。
We cannot go beyond the boundary of God and ask Him why would He not accept our offering.
有时候我们现在人往往有时候想太多，会替神想了很多很多想法。
And sometimes we may think too much and think too much for God.
其实神他有他的用意。
But God has His own purpose.
他在建造圣所的时候所指定的这些材料都有他属灵的意识在。
And in building a tabernacle, He requested for these materials with a purpose.
就像当时候神跟摩西说，其实摩西也不见得了解为什么神要用这样的材料做这些东西。
And when God told Moses of these materials, Moses may not understand why God needs these materials.
可是当时候摩西他就照神的吩咐这样去做而已，他没有问神为什么。
But at that time, Moses just did according to what God has commanded. He didn't ask why.
那这个就是摩西的顺服跟谦卑。
And this is the humility and the obedience of Moses.
那也是摩西蒙神喜悦，能够见到神荣耀的关键。
And this is also a key factor why Moses is pleasing to God.
可是我们现在的人又想很多。
But a man today thinks too much.
常常没有办法很谦卑的接受神单纯的指示。
Sometimes we cannot humbly receive the commands of God.
我们就会问很多问题，为什么？
And we may ask many questions and ask why.
其实神不需要人这么问这么多的。
But God does not need man to ask.
因为神他绝对不会做错事。
Because God will not do anything wrong.
他要做这个圣所，按照这样的指示，用这些材料，有他的用意。
And He wants to build this tabernacle using these materials. He has His purpose.
神要的是人一颗顺服的心。
And what God wants from man is an obedient heart.
照着神的吩咐去做。
And do according to His will.
照着神的要求把礼物送来。
And do according to His request.
那这样子，这个圣所就可以很快速的把它建起来。
And in this way, the tabernacle can be built very quickly.
那这个是从材料本身来看。
And this is from the viewpoint of the material.
那要建造圣所很重要，就是要有人去参与，要有心中有智慧的人，能够按照神的指示来做出这些物件的这些人。
And in order to build a tabernacle, you need the people with the skills to do these things.
所以到了出埃及记的35章。
So in Exodus chapter 35.
第三十节。
In verse 30.
我们请看三十节。
Let's read verse 30. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, and the tribe of Judah."
31.
In verse 31, and He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with the skill, ability, and knowledge.In all kinds of crafts.
32.
Verse 32. To make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze.
33.
Verse 33. To cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship.
34.
34. And He has given both him and Oholiab, son of Ahisamech, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others.
35.
And 35. He has filled them with skills to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, designers,embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of the masters, master craftsmen and designers.
这一段特别提到，为了要建造神的圣所，神指定了两个人，把他的灵充满给他们，让他们有智慧、聪明，可以做各样的工。
And here it says that in order to complete his work, God has chosen two people and filled them with His Spirit to complete the work.
这两个人是神在山上就已经事先跟摩西指定的。
And these two people has been requested by God, to Moses even on the mountain.
我们如果看三十一章，就会看到同样的记录。
And we could see the same recording in chapter 31.
这都是神，他已经设计好，他知道用什么材料，他已经选定谁要来做，要执行这个工作。
And here God has already made the plan of what materials He will use and who will do the work.
这两个人其实像工头一样的。
And these two are like the foreman.
就是说这两个人他们就是要做这个物品的时候，他们能够完全明白神的旨意，神的心意，那个是这个 物件做出来就是完全照神的样子，要的样子。
And these two are able to understand the will of God.And so when they build the vessels, they will be according to the image of God.
圣经特别提到说，神把他的灵充满他们。
And here the Bible says that God filled them with His Spirit.
然后让他们心里面有智慧，有聪明。
So they may have knowledge and ability.
能做各样的工。
That they can do all kinds of crafts.
我们不要忘记，当以色列百姓在埃及地的时候，他们是做奴隶的。
And we must remember that the Israelites in the land of Egypt were slaves.
他们当初如果当奴隶 的这种情况下，他们应该没有很多的机会去学习各种才艺的。
And as a slave, they may not have the opportunity to learn many skills.
就像有，就算有的时候，也不会是很专精的。
And even if they have these skills, they may not be very advanced.
所以，但是我们现在看这个圣所里面要做这些物品，用的各种材料，需要各种不懂技术的人才能做得起来的。
And but here we see that the vessels in the tabernacle requires people with very fine skills to make them.
他要会做金属的部分。
They need a metal craft.
要会雕刻的。
They need to be able to carve.
要能够做衣服的。
They need people who make garments.
要能够做木工的。
And those who are skilled in carpentry.
就是说，他每一个技巧其实都需要花很多时间去学习的。
And every skill needs a lot of time to learn.
这里特别提到说，神只指定这两个人，他把他神的灵充满以后，他们就都会了。
And so after God has filled these two with His Spirit, they are learning all these skills.
所以为了建造圣所，其实神兴起他所拣选的工人。给他们的才能，就是能够完全按照神的心意来执行。
In order to build the tabernacle, God has raised up the workers that could do His work.
那这个就是神的灵是超越人的限制。
And so the Spirit of God goes beyond the limitation of man.
那他们这两个人其实也不可能所有事情都完全只是这两个人在做。
And these two men cannot do everything by themselves.
因为在第三十五章的第十节。
And in chapter 35, verse 10,
那时候听到摩西宣告的这些百姓，他们就有的人是心里面有智慧，他们有这些技能，能够做各种不同工的人。
And here it says, all those who are skilled will come.
他们现在也来了。
And they have all come.
他们现在来要来参与建造圣所这个工作。
They have come to participate in building a tabernacle.
好，我们现在看三十六章第一节。
Let's read chapter 36, verse 1. In verse 1.So Bezalel, Oholiab, and all the skilled persons to whom the Lord has given skills and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing a sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord commanded.
第二节。
In verse 2, then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given ability and who was willing to come and do the work.
好，所以我们从这两节看到，现在除了比撒列跟亚和利亚伯这两个工头之外，心里面有智慧被神的灵感动的人，他们都来了。
And so aside from Bezalel and Oholiab, every skilled person who was willing to do the work came forward.
神就赐给他们智慧。
And God gave them the wisdom.
让他们有知识，有聪明，能够做出神要做的工作。
So they can have the knowledge and the skills to do the work of God.
所以要建造神的圣所，需要有材料，需要有人力。
And so in order to build the tabernacle of God, we need the materials and the skills of the people.
那他们现在来了，从摩西接受这些礼物，现在开始要执行圣所里面制造所有的器具。
And they receive all the offerings from Moses and start to build the things that are required.
那我们从第三十六章以后，你就看到这个圣所里面的东西一件一件的做出来了。
And so from chapter 36 forward, you can see that each of the items in the tabernacle are slowly being made.
每一件的尺寸大小都按照当初神在山上吩咐摩西的样式做出来。
And all of the dimensions and the size of everything is according to what God has given Moses.
我们都可以从二十五章到三十一章那一段落对照三十六章到四十章这里面所讲的细节。
You could compare the details from chapter 25 to 31 to all the things here.
那他的到最后到第三十九章
，and in chapter 39,
我们就会发现这一句话一直重复的出现。
We could see that one phrase keeps repeating itself.
就是照神所吩咐摩西的。
That according to what God, the Lord has commanded Moses.
三十九章跟四十章重复十八次。
In chapter 39 to 40, this was repeated 18 times.
他们所做的都照着神吩咐摩西的，以色列人都遵行了。
And they did according as the Lord has commanded Moses.
那其实这个就是神当初吩咐摩西要造圣所的时候，特别要百姓谨慎的。
And this is what the Lord has told Moses that the people need to be aware of when they're to build a tabernacle.
我们看回来二十五章的第四十节。
Let's turn back to chapter 25, verse 40.
四十节。
Chapter 25, verse 40. See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
这里说要谨慎做这些物件，都要照在山上，只是你的样式哦。
And here it says that you must make them according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain.
那这样的一个指示到实际在做的时候，真的都被执行了。
And this command was obeyed when they were actually making these things.
看是三十九章的三十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 39, verse 32. In verse 32, so all the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed. The Israelite did according to everything just as the Lord commanded Moses.
你看这个圣所会幕能够建起来，这一切的工作都是要照神的吩咐。
And this tabernacle was able to be completed because they had followed the command of the Lord.
那当他们都能够这样子照神吩咐做完之后呢，把会幕立起来。
And after they were able to do this, they erected the tabernacle.
那我们现在看四十章的第三十四节。
Let's read chapter 40, verse 34. Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
三十五节。
Verse 35. Moses cannot enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it.And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这里说会幕一建立起来以后，那个神的荣耀就充满当中。
And here it says, when the tabernacle was built, the glory of the Lord filled within it.
那表示神要做的人都照着做了，神的心意得到满足。
And what God wanted to do, man has did accordingly, so God was satisfied.
神就用他的荣耀充满。
And so God filled the tabernacle with His glory.
来验证他真的愿意与人同住。
To testify that He is willing to dwell among man.
这就是神他祝福的一个很重要的证据。
And this is the evidence of God's blessing.
当神的荣耀充满的时候
，When the glory of the Lord is filled,
百姓他们就知道神与他们同住。
Then they know that God is with them.
因为云彩就停在会幕上面。
And because the cloud stopped on the tent.
这个云彩就是要跟着他们走这个旷野路的。
And this cloud will follow them on this journey in the wilderness.
我们今天看到这个会幕的建造。
And we see how the tabernacle was built.
我们想到的是今天在我们当中神所要建立的教会。
And what we think about is the church that God wants to build today.
今天我们所要建设的教会也是要成为神居住的所在。
And the church we build today also will be a dwelling place of God.
为了要建造教会。
In order to build the church,
我们一定要能够奉献我们的财力。
We need to be able to offer our wealth.
我们要建造神的居所，其实真的需要弟兄姐妹一起参与。
And in order to build the dwelling place of God, we need the participation of all the brothers and sisters.
这个参与除了财物之外
，And this participation is not only limited to our wealth.
很重要的是我们的才干。
But what is more important?
我们愿意在建造会幕这个神的居所的这个圣宫上有份。
If we're willing to have part in building this tabernacle,
我们愿意把我们的智慧才能奉献给神
，and we're willing to offer our skills,
把礼物带来给神
，and to bring gifts to the Lord.
然后愿意照神的吩咐一一来执行
，and to do according to the command of God.
我们最后一定能够看到神的荣耀充满在当中
，then in the end we'll see the glory of God.
所以这个会幕就成为今天实质在我们当中呈现的教会。
And so this tabernacle becomes the church that we're in today.
当我们凡事都能够遵照神的旨意的时候，
if we can follow the command of the Lord,
我们愿意顺服神的指示，
and we're willing to obey His command,
我们就看到神的荣耀在当中，
we can see the glory of God.
那这个时候，我们就一个很清楚的体验，是的，神正在我们中间。
And we'll have a clear experience that God is with us.
那这个让我们来到神面前，我们觉得很满足。
And this will bring us satisfaction when we come before the Lord.
我们在神面前吃喝，我们真的是享受。
And we will truly have enjoyment before the Lord.
这个就是神要与人同住，他要跟我们，他跟我们一直在一起的。
And this is how God will dwell with us and you will be with us.
愿我们弟兄姐妹都能够享受到神与我们同住的这么一个恩典。
And we hope that every one of us can experience the dwelling of the Lord.
一起照着神的指示来建设教会。
And to build the church according to His command.
来奉献我们的心力。
And to offer our skills,
贡献我们的才干，
and to offer our wealth,
让神的荣耀充满在我们当中，
so that the glory of God may be with us.
我们愿意参与这样的工作吗？
Are we willing to participate in this work?
我们再一起来唱诗，
Let's all sing
416首，
416.